رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نحمدك ونستعينك ونستهديك ونستغفرك ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. والصلوات الزاكيات على خير البريات وأفضل الكائنات محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، من فاض من الذكر دمع عينيه وفاح عطر الشكر من شفتيه وسبح ربه حتى ورم الحصير قدميه وسمع تسبيح الحصى من بين كفيه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، هو الغفور الشكور. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا ومعلمنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وشفيعنا يوم النشور. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولاً سديداً يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزاً عظيماً. أحبتي في الله، أردت في هذه الخطبة أن نقطف معاً وردة من حدائق النبوة، وأن نحتضن كنزاً من كنوز السنة المحمدية على صاحبها أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم. فهدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الملاذ والمأوى لكل من ضاقت به نفسه وحاصرته كآبات الحياة ومهماتها. الخير كل الخير في هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أتحدث عن نافلة من نوافل العبادات بها تقضى الحاجات مهما عظمت، وبها تغفر السيئات مهما استفحلت، وبها يقبل الدعاء، وبها يرفع المرض والداء. إنها سنة قيام الليل أو التهجد، الذي وصفه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنه شرف المؤمن، كما ورد في حديث سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه، رواه الإمام البيهقي والحاكم في مستدركه. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أتاني جبريل فقال: يا محمد، عش ما شئت فإنك ميت، وأحبب من شئت فإنك مفارقه، واعمل ما شئت فإنك مجزي به. واعلم أن شرف المؤمن قيامه بالليل وعزه استغناؤه عن الناس. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, mankind is weak by nature. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran in Surah Al-Nisa, verse 28, يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيف. Allah wants to lighten your burdens. For mankind was created weak. وخلق الإنسان ضعيف. So we cannot have any strength except by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking the refuge in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the situation of our ummah nowadays requires the talk about very important act of worship. And this act of worship, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to resort to it whenever he became distressed about an issue. And nowadays our ummah is in a great disaster. The Muslim's blood became so cheap to the point that our brothers, sisters, everywhere, they are being killed and no one cares. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. لَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ عَلَىٰ أَصْعَتِهَا قَالُوا أَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ إِذًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ وَلَا يَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْ قُلُوبِ أَعْدَائِكُمْ وَلَا يُلْقِيَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْمَ قَالُوا وَمَا الْوَهْمُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ The Messenger of Allah said, and it's as if he is still alive among us. He said, the nations will gather together and they will team up against you as the predators team up against their victims. They said, Ya Rasulullah, is it because we will be low in numbers in that day? He said, no, you will be huge in numbers. We are more than 2 billion Muslims right now. وَلَكِنْ غُثَاءُكَ غُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ But you will be so powerless, just like the foam on the surface of water. And Allah Azza wa Jal will remove any fear from you, from the hearts of your enemies. And He will place in your hearts the wahan. They asked Ya Rasulullah, what is the wahan? He said, love of this dunya and hate of it. قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَةُ So the situation of Ummah nowadays requires that we should seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal with fulfilling our obligations towards Allah Azza wa Jal. I would like to speak about the night prayer, the Tahajjud prayer. And with this Monday, inshallah ta'ala, we will start the first night of the Tahajjud. That's why I prefer to talk about it today. Night prayer that was described by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the honor of the believer, sharaf al-mu'min, the diligence of the righteous, the transaction of the believers. Night prayer removes the impurities of the hearts and enlightens the souls. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, O Muhammad, live as you wish, for you will die. عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيْتَ At the end, you will die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّرْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Every single soul will taste of it. Ya Muhammad, عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيْتَ Live as much as you can. But at the end you will die. Love whom you will, for you will be separated. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقُ وَعْمَلْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌ بِهِ And do whatever you like, for you will be recompensed for it. And know, O Muhammad, that the honor of the believer And then his standing for prayer at night. وَعْلَمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّهِ And his prestige is in not needing anything from others. وَعِزَّهُ اسْتِغْنَاءُ عَنِ النَّاسِ Night prayer, my dear brothers and sisters, is water spring that never dries. Night prayer is a treasure that never ends. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal recommended us to pray at night. And He described the merits of those who perform Qiyam al-Layl in Surah Al-Sajda, saying, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. They forsake their beds
to invoke their Lord in fear and hope. And they spend out of what we bestowed upon them. So no soul can imagine the delights kept for them for what they used to do. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal also described the true believers in Surah Al-Dariyat, saying, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They used to sleep but little in the night, and in the hours before dawn, they would ask forgiveness. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the ummah, saying, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَقُّ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ وَقُرْبَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَمَكْفَرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْجَاةٌ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّاءِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. The Messenger of Allah sallam said, it's upon you to perform the Qiyam al-Layl, my prayer, for it was the practice of the righteous people before you. It's a means of obtaining the closeness of your Lord. It removes sins. وَمَطْهَرَةٌ لِلْجَسَدِ وَمَطْهَرَةٌ لِلدَّاءِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. Night prayer removes sins. Night prayer helps you to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Night prayers derives away the sickness from the body. وَمَطْهَرَةٌ لِلدَّاءِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only advised us to perform Qiyam al-Layl and Tahajjud, but he also has given us the brilliant example of that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim reported, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand for prayer at night so long as his feet would be swimming, even though his previous and future sins were forgiven. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, man qama bi'ashri ayatin lam yuktar min al-ghafilin. Whoever stands for prayer at night and recites only 10 verses, he is not recorded amongst the heedless. And whoever stands for prayer at night and recites 100 ayats, كُتِبَ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ, he will be recorded among the devouts, the sincere worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And whoever stands for prayer at night and recites 1,000 ayats, كُتِبَ مِنَ الْمُقَمْطِرِينَ, he will be among those who will receive huge quantity of good deeds. My dear brothers and sisters of Islam, this is the diligence of the believer. This is our way of salvation. Allah Azza wa Jal, as stated in different ahadith, Allah Azza wa Jal descends every single night during the last third of every night on our heaven, and he would ask, is there anyone who would ask me, and I will give it to him. Whatever he asks for, I will give it to him. Is there anyone who asks forgiveness, and I will forgive him. Is there anyone who supplicates me, and I will respond to his supplication. Every single night, during the last third of the night, and this is the time of Tahajjud. So it's very important for the Ummah to revive this Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sunnah of Qiyam al-Layl, the Sunnah of night prayer. My dear brothers and sisters of Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised a very, very beautiful and unique reward for those who will form Qiyam al-Layl. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرْفَةٍ يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا وَبَاطِنُهَا مِنْ ظَاهِرِهَا. قال أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه: لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال: لمن ألام الكلام وأطعم الطعام وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: There is a room in Jannah whose exterior could be seen from the interior, and the interior could be seen from the exterior. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, asked Ya Rasulullah, for whom is it? The Prophet said, it's for the one whose speech is kind. The one who is kind to people. The one who doesn't utter a word except it's a nice word. To grab the love from the hearts. قال لمن ألان الكلام. The one whose speech is kind, is sweet. وأطعم الطعام, and feeds others, those who are in need, and who are in the month of giving, the month of عطاء. وأطعم الطعام. وبات لله قائما والناس نيام. And the one who stays during the night, standing for prayer, for night prayer, while the people are asleep. وبات لله قائما والناس نيام. This one will be deserved to have this room in Jannah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described. إن في الجنة غرفة يرى ظاهرها من باطنها وباطنها من ظاهرها. قالوا: لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال: لمن ألام الكلام وأطعم الطعام وبات لله قائما والناس نيام. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على الشفيع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters of Islam, Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, the great Sahabi, the greatest scholar of this ummah, حبر هذه الأمة, he said very beautiful words. He said, whoever wants to find the longest standing of the day of judgment, less difficult, let him show himself to Allah Azza wa Jal during the night, prostrating and standing, fearing the Akhirah and hoping for Allah's mercy. Sajidan wa qa'ima yahdar al-akhirah wa yarju rahmat rabbih. So if you would like to make it easy for yourself to stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla on a day that will be like 50,000 years from your time, when the sun will draw near to our heads only 1 mile or 2 miles, according to different narrations, when people will sink in their sweats. So if you would like to make this day easy for you, pray Qiyam al-Layl, pray Tahajjud. Whoever wants to find the longest standing of the day of judgment less difficult, let him show himself to Allah Azza wa Jal in Qiyam al-Layl. Making the sujood, standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, fearing for the Akhirah, and hoping for Allah's mercy. يَحْبَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. My dear brothers and sisters of Islam, it's a very unique act of worship. It's not mandatory, but it's very, very diligent, very, very important to have the habit to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Him, and He will open the doors of acceptance for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla will open the doors for acceptance for your dua, whatever you ask Him for, unless you ask for a sinful act or breaking the ties of kinship. Any dua, You will say to Allah, Allah عز وجل will respond. Allah عز وجل said, وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Your Lord said, make dua for me and I will respond to you. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. And the Prophet said, ادعوا الله وانتم موقنون بالاجابه. When you supplicate Allah عز وجل, supplicate him while having assurance that he will respond to your dua. Don't have any doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can make the maximum of your dua. The Messenger of Allah said, إذا سألتم الله فاسألوه الفردوس. إذا سألتم الله فاسألوه الفردوس. When you ask Allah, ask him for the firdaus. Because the firdaus is the highest of Jannah, the middle of Jannah. And above the firdaus is the throne of the most compassionate. وفوقه عرش الرحمن. وفيه تفجر أنهار الجنة الأربعة. And from the firdaus, the four rivers of Jannah are gushing. So when you ask Allah, ask him for the firdaus, the highest level of reward. So in tahajjud, cry to Allah Azza wa Jal. And imagine that you whisper into the ground and Allah Azza wa Jal, the one is above the heavens, hears you and responds to your dua. Cry to Allah Azza wa Jal. Shed tear for Allah Azza wa Jal. Take advantage from these days of Ramadan, this night of Ramadan. We will start the Hajj on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. So join us in this journey of Iman. Join us to supplicate Allah Azza wa Jal, to make dua al-qunut, to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam and the qiyam. إِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ جَوَالُ الْكَرِيمُ. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الرحمن. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد. أحبتي في الله, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. فاتقوا الله في السر والعلن واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه. اعلموا أن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many ways through them you will be able to perform Qiyam. Number one is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have taqwa in Allah azza wa jal. And if you have taqwa in Allah azza wa jal, Allah will facilitate all kinds of worship for you. You have to seek refuge in Him, to ask Him, oh Allah, help me to remember you, to thank you, and to worship you in the best of manners. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. So the first mean is to supplicate Allah عز وجل to facilitate the ibadah for you. And to be amongst the righteous people, المتقين, الصالحين, المخلصين, those who have sincerity in their way to Allah عز وجل. Number two, you should refrain from committing sins during daytime. So you will be able, Allah will guide you to Qiyam al-Layl. Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, alayhi rahmatullah, he said, by Allah, I was deprived from my prayer for 5 months because of a sin that I have committed one day. I was deprived from Qiyam al-Layl for 5 months because of a sin that I have committed one day. The way number two is to eat little food. Eating much food will cause you to feel heavy and sleep deeply. So you will not be aware about even the time of tahajjud. Wahb ibn Munabbih, one of the tabi'een, rahmahullah, he said, Shaytan loves none more the one who eats much and sleeps much. This is the target of Shaytan, to deviate you from the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to deviate you from the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, if you can take a nap during daytime to be so helpful, to help you to be awakened during Qiyam al-Layl and perform Qiyam al-Layl. And this is one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أحبتي في الله نسأل الله عز وجل في هذه الساعة في هذا اليوم العظيم في هذا الشهر الفضيل ونحن نرفع أكف الضراعك إليه ألا يردنا خائبين وألا يجعلنا من رحمته مطرودين إنه سبحانه الجواد الكريم. اللهم ارفع عن أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم الوهم والأحزان والأسقام والفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع الهم والغم عن إخواننا في فلسطين وإخواننا في لبنان وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي اليمن وفي إيران وفي كل مكان من أرضك يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك بأعداء المسلمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود يا قوي يا متين يا قهار يا جبار يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نتضرع إليك أن تغسلنا من ذنوبنا. اللهم طهرنا من أحقادنا. اللهم نقنا من خطايانا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اجعلنا من أقرب عبيدك إليك ومن أبعد عبيدك من نار جهنم برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. وصلوا على ذلك وسلموا على البشير النذير. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين.